wake up in a corner every night. Jen takes up the
wet it's wet and covered in dead bees.
I never know how I got there, but
yeah, not the corner of the bed, the corner of the room.
The corner of the room. Like, I wake up in a corner of the room.
Because you're a fucking possum.
It don't make sense.
You went to sleep there.
Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. All planes of existence.
Well, everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Joe. Thanks. My name's Dustin, and this is Jester's Academy.
Hey, everybody. Let's just fucking get right into it. You know, hey.
Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm great.
You look anxious.
No, I'm super calm. I've been doing my meditations and my yogas.
Okay.
And sniffing cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And that, because it's really good for your pores.
Lots of it. It's really good.
Are you sure about that?
Nope. I'm not sure about anything anymore, because how could you be?
Look how fast he's moving, though.
I don't know, man.
He's just super efficient right now.
It's entirely possible that we are just on a big rock floating through space.
No, that's accurate.
Oh. Also, here's Bob.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Pretty great.
Pretty twitchy tonight.
That's the meth we gave him.
Twitchy and itchy.
Guys, all jokes aside, did you talk to your doctor?
Did
you start the Adderall again?
No, he's got me on a new thing.
We had this problem last time.
I said no Adderall because you guys said no Adderall, right? Because I can't.
Yeah,
have
no.
That's
you have
not
a bad
allowed.
Reaction to that.
I know, because I get really weird with Adderall. It's not Adderall.
And, okay.
They don't
it's something
know.
Different.
They don't know.
Good.
It's you guys totally weren't here the other night.
I think it's better, perhaps.
They've already tested it on apes, and now I get to try it for free.
For free?
Right now.
Holy crap.
Get in here.
I stuck him with the most.
Is it always like this?
Like what? Super calm and like just mellow? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Totally zen.
Totally zen? Yeah, dude, all the time.
Woo! Check this
he's
out.
Organizing
check
the
this
studio,
out. I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's just, I figure like.
That's that liquid meth that they're giving
can you
the
sit
patients
down?
Now.
This picture's better over here, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
Over here.
Yeah, it looks fine, man.
Yeah, it's
it
good.
Looks, yeah, it looks good.
Can
it's
you
cool.
sit down
can,
now?
Come back over here real quick. Hold
I
on.
Don't even fucking think we need these walls.
Here, do me a favor real
no,
quick.
No, we need hold the on. Walls. Leave
take
the walls.
Take this list and go to the store.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Guys,
damn,
what
damn.
Is
did
that?
Did you see
stuff?
That right how fucking fast he left?
I don't know. That was the first time I ever saw somebody actually flex their temples.
I don't know. It was weird.
There's something wrong on. Here, guys.
I think he's back already.
What the fuck?
Oh. Hey. Here, here's all the stuff. All
dude,
the stuff.
Look at this shit.
I got it in diet too, just in case. I didn't know.
That was a 30-minute car ride.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He made
thanks.
It's like fucking 30 seconds.
No problem. Hey, I want to talk about something though. Seriously.
Okay.
I'm coming down off the pills.
Yeah, I see that.
That's yeah. good.
They only last like 15 minnows.
All right.
But I am going to come out tonight. And
oh,
I don't want to be
what?
Made fun of. This is a place of safety, right? I believe.
Sure it is, buddy.
Okay, so me and Sylvia, we went on a trip to Ireland earlier, remember? And you know how the only way to get to Ireland is by train. So we were on the train and things got a little hot and heavy. And I had intercourse with something that wasn't human. But here's my point.
Okay.
Now I can't like...
What was the inhuman thing?
That's the details we want to get into.
I'm kind of curious about
no,
that.
No, we kind of need to know the details.
The point is... I realize now I can only enjoy intercourse on trains. I'm a transsexual. It feels so
are you
good
sure,
to say.
You mean transsexual?
Well, because of the transit system, the transsexuals.
Oh, but you're riding a
yeah,
train.
Yeah, but you're on a train.
So it's a transsexual?
It's
I don't
a
know.
Transsexual.
You're a
transsexual.
That sounds... I don't want
so
it to
trains
be like,
are your thing?
I don't like the train. I like what happens on the train. You know what I'm saying? Part of the 55-mile club? Mm-hmm. I don't know how fast trains go.
I don't think that matters.
Okay.
Once you're on the train, the train doesn't stop once it leaves the station either, right? Does it?
Not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for Dustin.
Straight to pound down.
Wow.
Anyway, we can get past that. I just wanted to have that out there.
Thanks for sharing.
I think that's new.
I feel brave now.
Transsexual.
There you
yeah.
go. Thanks for sharing. You just added a new... sexuality.
Too. No, but, no. I'm sure there's a community.
Thanks. No, I have there. To edit my list.
Motherfucker. Now let me add another one. Is there any other hidden secrets that we should know about?
I'm so complicated. Dude, honestly, when I die, I would not be surprised if you found like a button on my ear and my face came off and there was, it's like, you know, the alien dude.
A tape recorder.
Some little alien
it's
dude
just
from
just
like
a tape recorder. Old cassette tape recorder.
I was recording the whole time. A tape recorder.
That would be so weird.
That'd be great.
Oh no.
Just a squirrel with a marionette string.
I think Chris would kill himself.
No, Chris would play the tape in his cassette deck.
Yeah, and once he does, his car explodes. The whole time, all I am
one
is
of
a
those
trap.
In my car.
My car doesn't have one. Did you have that jalopy? Jalopy?
Jalopy.
That 19 something or other bad wagon?
The Jalapeno.
Yeah.
He drives a 1937
the
bad
stallion.
Wagon.
The stallion, you know.
It's just a radio flyer.
Oh, it's awful.
It costs like $36 to get here, right?
Yeah. It's weird, too.
It's pulled back
you
to
ever
start.
Notice how some older cars, like you get to a certain speed and they just act weird?
Like the
like
shakes?
You'll get like a rumble or a shake or
yeah.
A...
Yeah, no, that shit's
something
broken.
Weird, right? The problem with this one is from 54... up to like 64.
Yeah.
That's when all the weird shit happens.
Wow.
So if you're doing like 65 or 66, it's smooth as could be, right?
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to be speeding if you want to ride comfortably.
Right. And that's no fun.
Guys, I need a new car. What do you got?
All right, check it. I got you.
I don't like this
tricked out golf cart in the back.
Nope.
Ah, oh, fuck. All right.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Is it
all
fast? Right.
Now, I mean, it's all electric.
Dustin.
You know, it has a built-in Sibian system.
But, no, dude, it sounds like a great car.
Bob.
It is sitting on spinners, though.
Bob.
I mean, fidget spinners?
Yeah, only fidget spinners.
Nice.
See?
Come on, Bob.
See, Dustin knows. Yeah. Dustin's seen, you've seen this before, haven't you?
I'm about to buy this car.
It was like my own special little trick. It has racing stripes, too.
I don't want a golf cart.
Oh, that's right. It is a golf cart.
Shit.
You can't take it on the highway.
Right. Okay.
How about an amphibicar?
Okay.
Car that goes on the roads
but
or
it's pink.
In the water.
And so it has frilly frillies on the side.
They already have that.
It's a coat.
No.
It's a car and a boat. It's a coat.
No, I'm saying to replace the one he has.
Yeah, you get him a coat.
Yeah, I'll get a new coat.
A car boat.
Here's and then I can take it to the lake.
This is all too extra, bro. You don't need all this. Trust
me. And then I can get in my coat so I don't get wet when I'm at the lake. It's perfect.
What if your coat gets wet?
It's amphibious.
Okay.
Okay.
You ever seen a frog?
You're just jealous.
They're wet, bro.
You're just jealous because my coat isn't your coat.
I have a lucky...
Son of a bitch.
I wouldn't drive a coat because it's so extra, dude. Just get you a trash can, a skateboard, and a helmet.
It's
I
a
want
lifestyle,
to drive a giant
man.
Peanut.
Just get in the... No, man, you don't need all that.
Have you ever driven under the lake?
Under the lake.
No, you haven't. Because you don't have a shiny new coat like Chris.
I didn't know this was just going
to Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on, wait a second. What are you talking about?
Slow down,
bro. You can't
bro.
Go in the water with
Give me
a
that...
coat.
Bottle. What are you, these are not for you. This is his medicine.
What?
Wait, listen, damn it, Macho.
Listen. Right? So it's a coat, right? So it's a car boat. Boats only float.
What? No, this
you
this
said
is
going
amphibious.
In the lake. You said going
it's
in
amphibious.
The lake.
It's amphibious, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't call it a cub.
Oh,
yeah, it's something different. Cub.
It's not a cub, is it?
No.
It's a coat. So I could scoot across the lake.
Yeah, you can't go
I
in
could
the
go
lake.
Scoot across the lake. But I can't go under.
I heard
under.
About this car on that 70s show, though.
Yeah.
Like every episode.
Did you?
They used to say it all the time. There's a car that runs on water, man.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
You gave me a
cliched episode.
Car.
You ever actually seen one of them
shit,
though?
I can't drive a cliche, Bob.
What
the heck?
Saying? It's so extra.
Come on, man. God.
I'm telling you, skateboard, trash can, helmet, and
I got this Razor scooter, my dude.
What about an electric skateboard?
Oh, that's good. You won't need the boat oar then.
No.
What about a skateboard? Skateboard and a leaf blower.
Leaf blower can get you some speed.
Would you drive that?
No, not me. I'm.
We're trying to help you.
I'm a normal human man, and I have a car that doesn't go crazy at 60. That's
yeah,
weird
it's not,
thing
it's not about Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
This is about you right now.
It does the
yeah.
You know.
Your bass drops.
His shits do the start fucking take it off.
Well, I mean, listeners know I drive a Lambo, so I don't have these problems.
No, you don't. That's hilarious. Okay, so what are we getting me, though?
I got a Studebaker that can fuck off real fast if you want to hop in.
I mean, do you want me to crash and burn? That's fine.
I got this Vespa.
That's what's going to happen. And I hope you're fucking... Oh, my God.
You want this Vespa?
No, I made a oopsie. We can't send that to
Do you
to
just
Aunt
want me to tell
Sally.
You about all the cars in the back? I got a Kia. I got a sedan. It's also the Kia. I got a Tiburon.
He has a TIE Fighter.
I got a Hyundai. Do you want to, I mean, you want to talk prices?
No, I has keys.
You just has keys?
He just has keys.
None of them run.
For free?
Ah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You don't really have those.
Right.
They just take up space in your area.
Yeah, I was hoping you would take them away and also all of these skateboards and trash cans.
I got this bike here.
Why do you have all these trash cans?
I had an idea to make a spaceship and
he never made his spaceship.
Yeah, I thought.
Okay.
I don't know.
They're all arranged weird, though. Have you seen them?
They're like the shape of the rockets.
I got a couple incomplete projects you could put together.
Do they involve a garbage can?
I mean, the best part is the motor that I have for it is a Lamborghini engine.
Interesting.
Where'd you get that?
What is said Lamborghini?
Is it a car you're going to have to squeeze it into is a Mini Cooper, though.
Bet. I'm owning that shit.
No, dude, as a person, you should drive a Mini Cooper.
You really should.
A Mini Cooper with a Lambo engine? Yes. That's
insane.
About that.
I don't want you to have too much power.
That's all the power you need.
We're going to give you a moped engine.
Just enough.
It just corkscrews.
And we're just screaming the tires off.
Ride a moped.
The tires just burst into flames.
You're
going to
drive onto a residential neighborhood out of your driveway and corkscrew.
It'd be like living inside of Mario Kart.
Driving a fidget spinner.
Yeah, you're driving a fidget spinner.
It's Panama!
Guys, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
if your car was a fidget spinner,
just put everything's the same as regular cars, but there's also one big wheel in the middle. Just a big, like round chrome ball, like a mouse. Remember the mouse,
the trackball mice.
Never mind, I'm done.
You done?
I don't know how words work.
Big mouse balls.
Does.
No, that's cool.
I got big old mouse balls now, and I'm
in your mouth.
No, they're not in my mouth, bro.
That's where they came from.
Wow.
Just
I'm
saying.
I'm a trained sexual.
Trained professional.
You're a trained what?
Trained sexual.
Offender.
I don't like mouse. That's not how I said it. It's not how it would be said.
Then you're a what then?
I'm a man.
Yeah, we know.
A Mayan.
We know.
I'm a man.
Okay.
I don't think he is.
All I know is I'm a man that has a car and drives fine. Don't have any problems with going on the internet and beg for a car.
Beg for a car? What are
you
talking about? You
mean
guys?
What car are we going to give you? How about you pull up the bootstraps?
I figured you could get me something from the fucking motor pool. Gosh.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm sorry, Sally.
It's all Oscar Mayer Wiener vehicles right now.
That's insane. Why would you have all of those?
Because I made some bad investments and our money's gone and we're trying to sell hot dogs to get that money back.
Trying to sell those hot dogs.
This exists.
This is a giant Mr. Peanut fucking mobile.
You literally can't accomplish anything.
Okay, dude. No, I tried so hard.
You say a fleet.
Can I take one of those?
You say a fleet of hot dog cars. How many are there?
I've got about 37 out in the lot right now.
Am I allowed to customize one of these?
A fleet is slightly smaller than a gaggle, so it's about 20.
More than a murder.
Indeed.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dustin.
Real quick, though.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I can't even actually say what I was going
to
say.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You guys should stop being mean to each other. That's what you should. I will put both of you motherfuckers in timeout.
I never actually thought about
it. You know what? Let's all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Right now?
Don't touch me.
Yeah, right now.
Don't
fucking touch me.
Reach over here. But, I was being sarcastic, and you know
but
this.
What I really mean by that
reach
is
in for a hug, guys. Reach in for a hug.
Like,
that's okay.
Just
so right. Just let it happen.
Take Macho to Pound Town.
It's okay. Yo, you want to
like
pound
right
down?
Now?
Hey, man.
Because Macho, something about Macho is...
You better stop.
He sucks. And everybody knows it.
There you go.
Everybody knows it.
You got a mutual hate now.
He looks like a raccoon, right?
You got a mutual hate.
Kind of like a muskrat, I was thinking.
See,
maybe
now they're touching tips again. See, and everybody's happy.
Now we have to call him Mr. Macho. Muskrat.
Yeah, if you're going to fucking direct something towards me, direct it right. Yeah. All right.
How are you?
What if you're saying to the left?
It's Mr. Macho.
How do you feel about
Macho?
Like a
damn it, Chris, Macho.
Like a little suit.
How? Don't take my shit. First off, Chris, all right.
Oh, I don't take your
shit.
That is my... Don't worry about that. Chris,
unhand his shit now.
Give me my shit back.
Don't you worry about that. I never take his shit.
Not going to watch a theft.
Give me my... He won't give me my shit, Dustin.
Let go of his shit. Bob, grab him. Grab the shit, Bob.
Bob, grab my shit.
Bob, grab Macho's shit.
Hello?
Pick my shit up. All right. Sorry,
guys.
Guys,
I don't want this.
So...
I thought I wanted this, but I don't.
No, you sit there and keep and think about what you did now. Ew. Bob, I'm sorry. I'm sorry he did that to you, Bob.
I kind of want to go now. This whole room is...
It's like shitty really in here.
Yeah.
Moist.
Ugh, moist.
Okay.
Wet.
This is getting worse.
What?
We got to kind of get back to not audio cancer.
Yeah.
That's kind of our TM, TM, TM. TM?
What did we invent in the beginning of this one?
We just invented audio cancer.
No, well, yeah, we've been doing that. We got the market.
You know, it escapes me.
About Oscar Mayer. Oh, yeah, we have a bunch of Oscar Mayer Wiener cars. I'm trying to figure out what
the motor pool.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of
we were going to get me a car.
Yeah, did you want one of those? Those run fine.
I mean, they run.
Yeah, they're actually great.
For now.
Okay, yeah. I guess.
Yes, Chris riding around in a giant wiener.
Just don't use the gas card in the visor, and then if that works.
Yeah, it doesn't shake or anything at 60 miles an hour because... You're not really going to get over 30.
No, it's because of the aerodynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
it's got a torpedo like shape and it kind of just penetrates the air in front of it.
All right. So there's one thing I got to tell you.
What?
I got these for on the cheap because
they have
a defect every model or every, you know,
is it mustard?
Each one has a certain.
Is it defect. Mustard? Because I hate mustard.
They put the windshield on the side of it. Mm-hmm. So you got to look to the left to see where you're going. Well, and you kind of got to guess where you're going.
Are you driving long ways?
You can't see out the front of the vehicle. And that's the only reason that like they still are sitting there.
So it has...
You just got to stick your head out the window.
It's a hot dog car with side window.
Yeah, pretend you're driving in like England or something. You know how they do.
That's not going to work, buddy.
I don't know. I never been there.
Can you drive it?
Have you ever tried it?
I can't drive in those vehicles. No.
Yeah, I can't either. It's not going to work.
But I have a car. It's a Lambo. So
Bob, come on, man. Macho, I don't know.
Do you want me to...
Just be quiet for now.
Do you want me to dig around in the back real quick?
Because you keep giving me the worst vehicles.
But I'm the only one trying to help you, my dude.
Bob, you have that school bus in your backyard that's covered in blood. What's the deal with that? Is
that running? Oh, no.
Is that running or...
That's patina. It's not blood.
Okay. It's weird because it comes off almost every seat.
Never say that.
I didn't know. Does it run though?
Is it weird that it's all still sticky?
It's weird the duct tape over the license plates.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why not just take them off?
Hey, you got a lot of questions.
No, for Chris, I don't. I have a car.
Bob, can you tell me why the windows look like they're spray painted black?
What's more disturbing is all the little divots in the ground surrounding the bus.
Yeah, it's like
you seen that?
You dug its own little.
There's
frame.
Like little like lumps. Yeah. Like there's holes or something that were dug there.
Yeah, they're all red stained,
yeah,
too.
To head over to the house and get rid of that bus.
What's up? Are you on the phone with?
What?
What?
Hey.
No, don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Is he not going to let you drive the bus?
I don't think I want that bus.
Why? It looks like it.
Get it out of there, set it on fire, throw it off a cliff. Okay?
What? Did you just...
Hello? Who are you talking to?
What? No, that was a private conversation. Don't worry about it.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have put it on the internet.
You got to get a RAV4, bro.
Ooh.
Anyway,
homie Clint got one.
What's that? A Mazda or a Hyundai?
I'm not sure what letter it starts with, but it's
Kia?
One of them car brands. Yeah, it's a Yoda.
I think Chris needs to be reset.
A Toyota,
a Toyota,
but a RAV4, dog. Oh my god, you can get. I'm talking beach balls, volleyballs, soccer balls.
There's more than three RAVs.
What?
It has more than three RAVs, is what you're saying.
It's got the four RAVs in it.
I got
what
this,
exactly do the RAVs do? Bob, you're the car guy.
The RAVs?
What was
the
RAV?
RAV4, what did the RAVs do?
What do the RAVs do in the RAV4? Well,
why so many RAVs?
It's RAVs per minute.
RAVs per minute.
That makes sense. That's a low number, though, isn't it?
How do you measure a RAV?
How do you RAV?
How does one RAV?
In foot-pounds, like, how many RAVs?
About 65.
65 foot-pounds?
Yeah, they're pretty powerful.
Is that like when you take your foot and you like... Or is that just stomping?
That's stomping.
Okay, how do you do a foot pound?
We're talking about pressure.
Oh.
Yes. See?
65 foot pounds to one stomp? Is that a stomp?
I think it's per per toe?
How much foot pound goes into a stomp?
So are we talking like, what, 260 horsepower?
I got something better for you anyway. There's these kangaroos we've been experimenting with, right?
Perfect! You'll fit right in the little pocket.
Guys, I'm not okay with
this. Oh, just turbo kangaroos?
They're oversized. They're big, I'm not okay with kangaroos.
I'm not happy about this.
Dude, what do you mean? You know what's inside the pouch,
guys?
You climb into the pouch.
Guys, come on. It's like your big biological
take it by the guys. Right. There's reins you can hold on to control it.
Guys, come on. You know I'm allergic to kangaroos. Oh, it's fine. Here, take this allergy milk. It's fine.
His head's getting so big.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Look at
his veins.
He's turning purple.
Stop with the kangaroos, please. Oh man.
What about
bunnies?
Side note, they are hypoallergenic.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that case.
Oh, his head's just fine now.
I might hop on board with this.
Oh, hop? Oh, shit. Wow.
Did you enjoy that?
Hop. Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Because it's a kangaroo.
That's fucking classic, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse.
Thank you. But please, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
She's not going to like that.
Hop. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
I got this ski jet in the back.
Ski jet.
It only runs on
aluminum cheese foils.
Cheese whiz and aluminum foil.
Take your pick, bro.
Guys, I'm gonna just go with the Mini Cooper.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's my best option at this point.
I'm glad we could figure that out.
Oh, Jed.
Oh shit.
Oh, Jed. Get it, son. Hurry up. Get it! Get it! Jen, you take creatures.
Did you see that?
You take creatures with you.
Did you see that over here?
When you sit and stand.
What was it? What did you do?
There's a beetle in my beetle.
I was gonna take a picture of the beetle on her butt and send it to her.
Oh, that's gold. By then
but she moved way too fast.
It's so cool. You should have seen Chris flipped out. He had a caterpillar in his sock earlier and he's like, no.
Oh yeah, I felt like it was in like the movie Aliens or something. It was like a face hugger crawling up my leg.
Slither.
Oh, it was bad.
Luke Perry is getting buried in where?
Tennessee at his farm in Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
Where his farm was. I can't
get up. Oh, so it's not like here.
It's
Tennessee's a big state.
Fucking place is huge. We're in the backyard. Son of a bitch.
Cue the helicopters.
No. Dixon County.
Dixon County.
Cool,
man.
Start a band called Dixon Cider.
That's racist.
Lame.
Brad's joke.
I know.
Whack. Your moves? Whack. Jump shot? Whack. Your hairline? Whack. The way you vape? Whack.
That's not true.
What? That's not your joke either.
It's not your joke, Chris.
You know what? I just realized.
Shit.
What's
shit.
That? Turtlenecks are just like midgets choking.
It's not your joke, bro. That's not your joke. Stop it. So I realized the other day.
Yeah. Go. Please do.
Right, so I realized the other day that I really find it annoying when somebody says like, or I understand over and over again.
I understand.
Like trying to engage, listen. Sorry, he's not listening.
No, what the fuck? I won't even listen to you. Dustin, I never listen to you.
I
fucking kill all of you.
I understand. I
swear to God.
Yeah.
So I swear to God. I swear to God.
Right. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about why it's upsetting you?
No.
Right.
I understand.
Bob, real quick, can you pass me the plunger over there?
Sure. I understand.
I hate it here.
Yes.
So I went to the therapist the other day.
Go on.
Right. Great, Tony. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho's it.
And so you have a therapist? That was kind of bullshit. You know, where you when you go to one of them and they're like, in the movies and in TV shows, they're always, You know? Okay.
And then they write something.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most horrible thing. It makes you feel like you're just being judged the whole time. Yeah. Don't you look at me like that, does it?
I understand.
You ain't even writing nothing, Dustin.
I'm just taking some notes. Now, let's get back to You were talking about how you're an actual
possum.
Leaving.
I'm out of this bitch.
Just, can you tell me the dreams? Are you a possum in the dreams?
I'm not a possum. I'm a bird.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hit somebody with somebody else?
Have you ever? No, I have not.
Real quick, Chris, really let like me see your leg.
If we could, this session, I'd like to focus on the possum.
There is no possum. You made the possum up.
Interesting.
Do you see a possum?
Hold on, I got to make a note of
this. I see whiskers, but I'm not supposed to be in your therapy.
Why are you even here?
I don't know, man.
This was a personal thing with me and my guy.
Honestly, this is just my side gig.
He just kind of pops into the fucking side just psych rehab shit. And just, hello, how you doing? Just pop out of drawers and just, what's up?
Here's a small paper cup full of random tranquilizers.
Take your pills.
Oh, that's a terrible. I don't want to go there.
Fucking cushion of this sofa just pops up. Take your pills.
Just a potted plant just pukes. What is this place?
What is happening?
Oh, man. I had a nightmare the other night. I thought about it because of the therapy thing. But we have the baby cam on the nightstand right next to my head on the bed.
Hmm.
And after watching, like,
Paranormal activity.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the scariest thing because you're watching it and you're expecting, kind of like in that movie when there's like 5 minute parts where you're just waiting for something to happen and it doesn't happen. It's how I feel when I'm watching it.
You just expect her to just float quick and shit.
I'll like fall asleep staring at it and then half dream, see the closet open and then wake myself up and then it's not. Dude, it's so scary. I hate it. It's not funny. Like, it's not funny. It's just really frightening.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Had me the other night. The closet opened on the camera and I like kind of like got ready to get up and it wasn't really happening at all.
Yeah, but I mean there's no ghosts in your closet.
I'm sure there's not, Chris. This house was built in what was it, 1602?
No, probably no ghosts.
Yeah. Fairly recent. Definitely no ghosts.
You call it house, but it's always been referred to as a manor.
Yeah, well it's Cheshireshire. My house, Cheshireshire.
Cheshireshire.
Close, it's Cheshireshire. Macho, tell him it's Cheshireshire.
I don't even know how to say that word.
Macho, Cheshireshire. You've been visiting
Cheshireshire.
Oh, come on.
This manor for years.
I know.
Cheshireshire.
I've referred it to as a castle. That's what I refer to.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's nice.
Not quite as many bathrooms.
A run-down castle.
Okay, man. What, I don't know why you would say that. You said
I just
had
to be honest, you know? You know, you could have used different kind of stone.
Well, then why didn't you use somewhere else when you had your hamster's wedding? You used my house.
Because I don't have a castle.
Yeah. I always refer to it as the overgrown mud hut.
You can't get to my island.
The overgrown mud hut on the corner back there.
Exactly.
I always called it.
Oh, really?
Am I right? Am I right, dude? Pound it.
You're going to pound on that.
Yeah.
They pound it.
Wow. Nice pound, bro.
Sweet pounds.
Did you see us blow everything up?
It was pretty sick.
It's cool.
I fucking man spread when I sleep, man.
I do, too.
I do.
It's normal.
I'm sorry during the day, but at night, I don't care.
At least you're, you know... Yeah.
That's
you
why the largest
respect.
Beds are called king size.
I have a king size.
There is
and
not
my
enough
feet
room.
Hang off both sides.
You're a monster.
That's how spreading I'm manly in it. How manly I'm spreading it?
You're a monster. I wake up in a corner every night. Jen takes up the
wet. He's wet and covered in dead bees.
Okay. I never know how I got there, but
yeah, not the corner of the bed, the corner of the room.
The corner of the room. Like, I wake up in a corner of the room.
Because you're a fucking possum.
It don't make sense.
And you went to sleep there. Curl up. You walked in a circle twice.
That's just where his handler left him.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up in like facing the corner, like into the corner. All Blair Witch Project, like.
Like an upside down water bottle on the wall.
He has an upside down polar springs over his couch because he's a man ferret.
I got an exercise room. Just has a big ass running wheel on it.
Giant ass monster truck tire.
Fuck, a bunch of fucking just loop de loop tubes. A
series of tubes.
He makes Instagram videos all sweaty afterwards. What's up? It's boy. Just got done with a workout.
He's got another mile in.
Got another mile in.
Oh, never man. Left the house.
But it's working, dude. It's working. It's showing.
It's doing. Thanks, man. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. Oh, good, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How many pecs do you have?
How many nipples? Eight nipples?
Yeah.
Got eight nipples.
That's weird, dude. I got pecs. Eight pecs.
I know it's weird, right?
Imagine if dogs had pecs on right where their nipples are.
That'd be bad.
Hold on. I'm trying to picture it.
What's up with your jeans, dude? Why are your jeans moving? Whoa,
don't worry
dude.
About it. Don't worry about it.
Ripping through his Levi's.
No, that's not how I expected it to be. Okay. Never mind. It's fine.
It's gone.
Is that blood that just came out?
What? No. I have a condition.
Whoa.
It's normal.
Oh, just every time. Just every time, sometimes.
Yeah, I have.
I keep
blood
bleeds.
In my pockets for some reason.
Why are you keeping blood in your pockets?
My therapist says it's therapeutic because
man.
I always walk around with my hands in my pockets.
Oh, they would know it's therapeutic, wouldn't they?
So now I just
you
don't
say
use
therapist?
My pockets. What? Yeah.
Yeah, his therapist.
His therapist.
The Hofferter's calling, sir.
All right.
Yeah. So pockets full of blood and you don't want to stick your hands in them.
Okay.
It kind of works. I don't put my hands in my pockets that much anymore.
What's your therapist's name?
I need to know what your therapist's name is.
Lecter? Dr. Lecter?
His name is...
That's a long name. Is that German?
Sheepman. I think he's having a stroke.
Bob. No, not that Bob.
Oh.
Not that Bob.
Dr.
It's just
Bob.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard Dr. Bob likes to electric shock therapy.
Yeah.
Does he like to electric shock therapy?
That's interesting, Macho.
Do you not see the electrode on the side of Chris's head?
Oh, my. Is that why you couldn't say his name for a minute?
That's exactly why. Did you not see me zap him real quick?
I did see you zap him. Yeah. Is that a FM radio you got there?
What's going on?
To transmit, you know.
What are you guys talking about?
The fact for him to actually get the word out. What'd you say, Chris? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
What'd you say?
Hey!
What?
Dude, those are my keys. Give me my fucking key. Ow! Gee. I don't like it.
Q. L.
7.
It's a fucking number.
You heard it, folks. GQL7.
If you got GQL7, you are the winner.
Run to your nearest orphanage and burn it.
What?
Bob.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Bob, come on, man. Bob, we're all trying to talk.
We're all trying to have a good time. Jesus.
I don't know, guys.
You don't know anything, Chris.
I fucked a coat rack on a train.
Really?
I don't know. Because you asked earlier and I didn't.
Back to
I
the
wasn't
train.
All right.
I didn't remember if I answered.
You know what has to happen now.
What?
We need 12 Sorry Aunt Sallys.
Okay.
Because that is just too far.
Too far.
Sorry Aunt Sally.
That's
I could just probably just say it once and repeat it.
You should probably write her a letter afterwards, though.
I will.
This is ridiculous.
This is disappointing.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I had sexual intercourse with that coat rack.
That's not my coat rack. I don't care.
I don't know. You guys asked what I had had sex with, and I just figured I'd answer.
Yeah.
You should feel bad.
Were there splinters involved?
It had a family.
Actually, the coat rack got splinters of me in it.
Slithers.
Oh, it's called Slithers when it's me.
Slithers.
Hi, I'm Mr. Slithers. Ooh, that's a creep, huh?
Slithers.
Hi, my name's Doris Slithers.
Slithers.
I'm here to check your pipes.
Oh, God.
And Chris is like, with arms wide open.
Nope.
Couldn't get him in the house fast enough.
Chris
moved
pipes.
Out.
I see you have.
Forwarding address.
Very photogenic walls.
I think I had a teacher who did that. like fucking like an extended their S's like that.
Oh yeah, that's terrible.
It was really annoying. I hated it.
Now I talk like this.
Was it at that weird school you went to? Both of you guys?
It was for special children?
Yeah.
Slogwarts.
We are special. Don't even start because you're not special.
Yeah. I don't know.
I knew.
I think the buses were kind of neat.
They were.
Like they seemed
fucking
like
riding school
as though
bus.
They would be more efficient since they're smaller and shit.
Well, there's not a lot of us.
Did you not
people.
See what the magic school bus does, bro?
It was a school for superheroes. I knew a kid who had the ability to stick his whole hand in his mouth.
His entire fist.
Yeah, that was his mutant power.
Fist.
Wow.
We all had mutant powers. I had
That's
the mutant
impressive.
Power to see
There was
words
this
backwards.
One kid that pooed.
I
all the time.
I wonder if that's a teachable skill.
No, it's a mutant power. That's why we went to the special school for the gifted.
Special school.
Okay.
Special, Chris.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Special.
I mean, yeah, you're a We're weasel special. Man, so I get it. You're special.
He's actually a ferret.
Relax.
That's why
actually,
he
Actually, I'm a ferret. Did you miss the whole... Where have you
oh,
been?
Oh, did I say weasel man?
Yeah, dude.
That's a
many
that's
apologies.
Yeah, that's really racist offensive. Of you right now.
Super offensive.
Because
many
I'm,
apologies.
I'm a ferret, not Bra. A weasel. Those are different. Insensitive.
How
I don't
come
know.
Sometimes you're a bird, though.
I have this ability to, you know, depending on the weather, and you know how much shade there is, and you know, the temperature of the day. And the wind
At this
direction
point,
speed.
The outro music would be blaring.
You know,
yeah.
Than talking.
The swamp gas.
I just
over
can't
Venus
play it now.
Yeah.
Swamp gas.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot myself.
Yeah.
No balls.
All right.
I'm gonna lawnmower my fingers off.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Bob, you ready?
Guys, you want to jump in this wood chipper with me?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's get it on.
Let's do this.
Kiss your mom right on the face. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, really?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't.
It's hilarious.